Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. I was recently speaking with the CEO of one of Australia's largest real estate franchise groups about some of the challenges that their business owners and salespeople are having when it comes to the marketing side of their business. I asked him, what is one thing that business owners and salespeople are wanting to learn more about, or a challenge they'd like to solve in their business when it comes to digital marketing in particular? Almost before I could finish the question, he immediately said social media. According to my CEO friend, business owners and salespeople are constantly telling him how important it is that they grow their following on social media. We ourselves are asked this question in almost every workshop we run or consulting work we do. How do we grow our audience on social media? Or how do we get more likes? The primary objective for many real estate professionals when it comes to social media, it seems, is to get more likes. In fact, we've met many businesses who have gone as far as buying likes to appear to their community, at least on the surface, that they have a massive following. Seth Godin, the highly regarded and sought-after marketing expert, was on stage at a conference a number of years ago where he was asked by a business owner in the crowd if social media was valuable to businesses, and if so, what sort of businesses. His response will go down as one of the most honest and, in my opinion, most accurate descriptions of what social media is really all about when it comes to using it for business purposes. Seth starts by saying, and I quote, "The internet is a giant cocktail party with all of these people swarming around, connecting as much as they can because they're keeping score. Who likes me today? Who's talking about me today? But one day, when you need to ask them to authorize a $100,000 contract, it doesn't matter. What matters is, where are the real relationships?" Seth continues by saying that networking is always useful when it's real and always a useless distraction when it's fake. What the internet has allowed is an enormous amount of fake networking to take place. And it's so easy to be seduced by it because there's a scoreboard showing how popular you are, and it's nonsense. Measuring this is like measuring hits to your website. It doesn't translate. What translates is, are there people out there on social media who I would go out of my way for and who would go out of their way for me? That's what you need to keep track of. And how you get there is by going out of your way for them and by earning the privilege to one day have that connection be worthwhile. To paraphrase what Seth said in his response to that business owner in the crowd, it doesn't matter how many likes or followers that you have on social media. It's how many that actually care. We can't walk into a bank and deposit our Facebook likes. And for the people who do follow you on social media, if they're not in the market to buy, rent, sell, or find a property manager, your just listed, just sold, or just rented posts are probably not all that relevant to them. You might get lucky. You might get a listing with this approach. But what about the people who aren't engaging with your posts? What signal is that sending to Facebook? Quite simply, this is how social media works. Engagement, or lack thereof, on social media is a signal back to that platform of what people want to see more or less of. Let me say that again. Engagement on social media, or lack thereof, is a signal back to the platform of what people want to see more or less of. If you continue to post content that isn't relevant to your followers and they don't engage with it, or worse, they stop following you altogether, you're essentially saying goodbye to any opportunity that they'll see your content in the future when it could be relevant to them. Do you know anyone that wakes up in the morning and thinks to themselves, "I can't wait to see what my local real estate agent has posted on social media today"? I highly doubt that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not here to tell you that you shouldn't be on social media. If it makes sense for your business to do so, and you are driving a behavior change in your audience that is profitable for your business, then absolutely go for it. But always remember, it doesn't matter how many likes you have. It's how many that care. As Seth Godin said, it's about the real relationships. It's about how many of those followers would go out of their way for you. And how you get there is by going out of your way for them. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe and you'll join more than 42,000 agents from around the world who get our latest episode straight to their inbox each week. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.